Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. We are loaded up today. Our own Leslie, she wasn't the caller of the year, Leslie at Bryn Mawr. She might be the questioner of the year. Not only did she question Elon Musk yesterday, and we'll play that for you in a little bit. She'll be here at 1:30. But she had a back and forth with him about the deep state and things of that nature. Was quite a spectacle with Elon Musk yesterday. I think he's in Oaks tonight. There's supposed to be one in Philadelphia. That's where I want to go. We'll play that all in a moment. But these just dropped in the last 5 minutes or so. We got a Bob Casey Jr. ad Henry's working on. We'll play this soon. It's a big tell about what's going on here in Pennsylvania. In this, yeah, he can say he differs with Biden on fracking. You know, that's not that controversial. You know, Biden's going to be quitting the whole thing and all. But he says he agrees in this ad with Trump on trade. You know what that means? Tariffs. Things of that nature. Now, that not only helps Trump, but it's a tell. It's telling you what he thinks is happening here in Pennsylvania vis-a-vis Harris. And I have stunning stuff from the alleged Catholics on The View saying that almost that Cardinal Dolan, and you know my feelings on Dolan, was almost sinful to allow Trump to be at the Al Smith dinner last night. Now, I'm not saying... Thank you, Henry. I'm not saying that Trump was on the money with everyone. I'm not one of those guys. Dan, I'm not a fan of the roast. Are you a fan of the roast?
I am a fan of the roast.
That's...
Come on. Why not?
I'll tell you why.
We can do a roast to Dom Giordano.
I'll tell you why, because...
It's not much to roast.
What happens...
Besides the two-foot driving.
Well, that's right. The hair.
40-yard football.
Yeah, the football throw. Yeah,
Black
see, it can be fun stuff, but what at the top 10 things to roast Dom Giordano, and hit me on Twitter right now, we need some fodder, at DomShow1210. Don't let Dan take all the good ones. What happens, Dan, I've only had to be a roaster once. I've never been roasted per se. It gets out of hand. You get some yo-yos, and they start up, so Trump had great moments. Then he had stuff last night, and think, come on, you got the Cardinal here. Yeah, I got to be honest. I got the top five jokes in one clip here. We'll play them. And I thought they were appropriate and funny. He had some really good stuff. Then he blurts out, yeah, people at Fox helped me write it. Oh, man. But here is the Bob Casey Jr. ad. And as I said, it's making news because everybody in the world is watching Pennsylvania like a hawk now. Let's see what you make of this, where Casey goes with this.
I'm a Republican.
And I'm a Democrat.
Our marriage, pure bliss.
Oh, so
but on politics, we just don't agree.
Ew.
Except for Bob Casey.
He's
independent.
That's right.
Casey's leading the effort to stop.
Wait, did you just say Casey's independent?
Yes.
Is that what they just said?
Yes.
He's independent.
That's right.
Casey's leading the effort to stop corporate greedflation and price gouging. Casey bucked Biden to protect fracking. And he sided with Trump to end NAFTA and put tariffs on China to stop them from cheating. So in this
tariffs.
House, we agree. It's Bob Casey who's doing right by Pennsylvania.
I'm Bob Casey, and I definitely approve this message.
All right. So, again, I know, other than the corniness, yada, 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 the key factor here is... saying he's agreeing with Trump. You just can't do that if you're a Democrat. You know, you can say you agree with some other Republican. I agree with Mitch McConnell. You can't say you agree with Trump on trade, NAFTA, and also, though, on tariffs on China. I just thought this is refreshing. This is something we ought to talk about. All right. Now, the other one. Is Mark Cuban.
Bob Casey. He's independent.
Yeah, keep that. Here's Mark Cuban, who I guess, you know, with the Mavericks, not a lot happening. And he's Shark Tank. He's not a knowledgeable guy. He's a guy that has one skill, the world of tech, a certain sort of tech, I think. And you get him out there anywhere else, and he's not knowledgeable. And this... And I wanted to talk about this a lot because Trump did an interview with Tyrus, and they were talking about manhood. And I have this Pew survey about manhood in this election cycle that's got a lot of funny stuff, a lot of interesting stuff. But listen in this with Cuban, what he's accusing social media of. They're allowing Trump to be a gangster. Young men hear that a lot. They're intrigued by it. Is it any wonder why the Democrat Party cannot draw straight white males? They just can't. They're getting murdered with this because these straight white males intuit or know directly the Democrat Party thinks they're the problem. You are the problem. All right, so here is Mark Cuban breaking this down.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to people who said they like Trump because he's a gangster. Not a gangster, a gangsta. And I'm like, that's why you're going to report, you're going to vote for him? I'm like, look, you know, the real world today, different than 4 years ago, certainly different than 8 years ago, is we're truly addicted to our social media. I mean, I've got three kids that 15, 18, and 21, and it's just that scroll, scroll, scroll. And for guys in particular, you start with football, you go to another sport, you see women, and then all of a sudden, you're seeing something that is aggressive. It could be an Andrew Tate, it could be whoever. And then that leads you to getting content, memes in particular, for Donald Trump. And when you see those memes repeated hundreds and hundreds of times a day, you can't expect them to all of a sudden start reading to find out if it's true, to find out if the information is accurate. It's just nonstop repetition, and that influences their decision-making. And so the campaign, and we've talked about it, has got to come up and reverse engineer those algorithms and come up with a response.
Reverse engineer? What's Kamala Harris going to be putting there? I'm a gangster, too. Is that what she's going to do?
Dom, you're a gangster?
Yeah, that's right. Just like Mark Cuban. You know what this is again? Trump is breaking through with people that they just can't figure it out, be it unions, black men, Latino men. And they keep on making the Democrat Party the party of women. That's what they've made it into. Now, they claim the Republican Party has always been the party of men, although there have been any number of women in key spots. So there's this Pew Research Center poll gauging how the American people is grappling with male behavior and gendered progress, says the Inquirer. Let me give you a couple out of this, and I'll throw the ball to Henry on this. While a majority of Americans don't believe that the gains women have made in society came at the expense of men, the October survey found 3 in 10 Republican men do believe so. So that's the question. A far greater share than Republican women, 16%, or Democrat men, 16%, or Democrat women, 9%. Henry, do you think in any way the gains of women have come somewhat at the expense of men?
No, I wouldn't say so.
No? Dan, how about you?
I'm kind of with Henry here.
I'm in a camp that says I think they have.
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah, I think they have to some degree, because my background, education, I see it in schools. Schools have become more feminized, and the people that are having trouble in school now are not young girls or women. They're males, males across the board. Why all of a sudden are they having so much trouble?
I'd counter, like, all my teachers growing up are women. Like,
okay.
I had male administrators a couple of times. I had a couple male teachers, gym teachers mostly. But
well, I mean feminized in that the way it's run is different than it used to be. And it's helping more girls. And it is at the expense of boys.
I would agree with that.
All right, here's one that got me. I knew we had to answer. Question two, people under 30 thinks it's fine for men to care about fashion. Older adults don't. Young adults were far more likely than their peers to say that fashion effort was highly acceptable for men. Nearly 60% of adults under 30 said so, compared to only 32% of adults over 50. Another gap shows up around men taking their wives' last name upon marriage.
Oh,
that's just, no.
I told Maisie I'd take her last name.
Yeah. Henry, how about you? Sure. How do you weigh in on that one?
Yeah, no, I'm keeping my name. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's a Doug Emhoff.
You got to find a girl named Potato, though.
All right.
Potato match it.
Men under 30 were much more likely to identify as highly masculine than their older peers. I could see that they don't want to...
Sorry, read that one again.
They would not identify as masculine as much as their older peers, men under 30.
Yeah, I think that's 100% true.
Yeah.
You see the guy I'm sitting next to?
There you go.
What does that mean?
Nearly half... Here's one that should be a layup. Nearly half the public believes that mothers are fundamentally better at managing children's schedules. Yes.
Today?
Yes. Of course. The evidence is all there.
Well, no, that's true, because there's so much more crap that these kids do, too. But, like, growing up, I didn't feel burdened by doing so much stuff, and I feel like my mom was able to... Like, I did soccer, I did T-ball, right. I did all that, but somehow it didn't feel like I was go, 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 and I look at kids today, and they're all go, go, go. So I just...
Well...
I feel like the managing of the schedule of...
Even historically, I think women are better at that.
Just better than men in general, though. Yeah.
No, at managing the kids...
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that.
Today versus in the past, or just men versus
across
women?
The board.
Okay. Yeah.
Last one. Everyone agrees today dating today is terrible. When it comes to relationships, Americans generally agree men and women are both doing better when it comes to work-life balance, emotional support. In contrast, when it comes to finding a romantic partner, Americans agree that things have gotten worse for both men and women. All right.
Henry?
Henry, we'll turn to you.
I'm sorry, I completely spaced
out. Yeah, that things are
romance.
Things
his
are
mind
harder
just turns
to
off.
Find a romantic partner than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Dating apps don't work. Don't use them.
Okay.
No, I completely disagree with this notion. You can sit on your couch and scroll through women now and press whether you like them or not. You used to have to dress up, put on some nice cologne, go out to a bar, try to drop a corny like one-liner on a woman you've never met before, buy her a drink. It was a whole process.
Well, and that's what works.
They're not together, they're not married at least, or they're not close to married or whatever they used to be.
Look, at least in person, a girl can feel the energy you're trying to send, right? Through a text message or a message,
there
whatever, you can't
Henry.
Do it. And that's why they
don't
work.
You can be charismatic with your
words.
Sure,
sure, you can. But honestly, it might not come across the way you think it does.
Okay. All right, let me let everybody else in on that. If you're under 30 particularly, all right, your answer to any of those, the fashion one, the men being short-circuited, the Democrat Party has short-circuited women, men, I'd say the last 25 years at least.
Did you feel forgotten in school, Henry? Like as
no.
As a boy?
No. I just thought girls were smarter and boys were stupid, honestly.
Okay.
Is that just... I wonder if we're just being brainwashed to think that, though.
I don't think so. I think, all the evidence is there that males are doing a lot worse and females are doing a lot better.
Yeah.
Than it used to be.
They have the better handwriting.
You know, I'd love to see the divide on that between private and public schools.
Yeah, well, I don't. It's a broad term in here. You're right.
What are you saying would be, like you say?
So I have a brother-in-law who's a private school teacher,
right.
And he talks about the importance that they hold as an administration on not forgetting the boys of this generation. Something that's
okay.
Often done.
Well, right. Now, and why is he doing that? Because he realizes it's often done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious if that's a common theme through private schools, or is that, you know, just
no, I think it's very few people are thinking that, because the easier road to go is don't care about that. You'll look like you're downing the girls in some way, shape, or form. All right. So, but the same people who are engaged in that want men to beat up on girls in sports, which is curious. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Love to get you in on that. The Bob Casey ad. Mark Cuban, if you saw the Tyrus interview about manhood, that's actually playing out in this election. I read a great editorial today, and we're going to try to get him on Monday, by a guy who runs the Penn sports program media, Greg Johnson, who really wrote a brilliant piece in the Washington Post about what Obama said and about what others are telling black males. Something's wrong with them if they don't support Kamala Harris, essentially. He doesn't necessarily praise President Trump, but he does seemingly get the point here that this is ridiculous what's going on. All right, so 855-839-1210, that's how you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Side question today. This coming off Elon Musk, other than living your own life, living or dead, who do you think it would be a great life to live? What person that we know, you know, that would be recognizable to people? Dan insisted I say Teddy Roosevelt, which I kind of like, particularly when Teddy Roosevelt was shot. had so many papers, and his eyeglass case blocked it a little bit.
Well, let's play out the conversation, because what you said is, I got to be a president, is what you said.
Oh, exactly.
I said, if there's a president who had an interesting life, you got to go with Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, I think Teddy's had the most interesting life out of any president, no?
Potentially, you could argue that. Yeah, aside from Trump, but Trump is answers. Okay. Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt. I like the fact he's shot in the middle of a presidential race. Bullet gets deflected a little bit. He's bleeding. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He delivers his full speech, and that guy would speak for an hour at least, then goes to the hospital. Oh,
yeah.
Now that is a life to live.
Then you also have the founding fathers you could choose.
Yeah, founding fathers are not bad.
Eisenhower?
I'll choose an Eisenhower. I think Eisenhower is very overrated, both as a general and everything else.
Yeah.
Really. Henry, how about you? Who's yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to stray away from politics here.
Okay.
I am going to go with the rapper ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
ASAP Rocky is the top dog from the ASAP mob formed in the early 2010s. Multi-million-dollar rapper. He's worth over 20 million today. He's an absolute fashion icon. He's got a million-dollar smile, and on top of it all, his partner is Rihanna, who he has kids with. I mean, if you can bag Rihanna, I mean, you got it pretty good.
All right. That's pretty interesting life. Dan, who's your candidate?
Well, I said yesterday I was going to choose Vince McMahon, but then after everything that's happened these past couple of years, I've chosen someone else.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah.
Is cooked. Yeah. Five times headlining WrestleMania, a guy that's done everything from acting, been in some, you know, big movies, huge wrestling career, maybe entering into the world of politics at some point, and a reputation that seems to exceed both sides, that on both sides people seem to have somewhat of a decent opinion about this guy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'd love to live his life.
Yeah, he's not going to go into politics. He's too smart. He realizes what would happen, and a lot of this life would be much different, I think. All right, so that's what we're looking for on the side question. Give me your answer to that, to some of those questions Pew asked, since manhood, men are in the center of this. And it all comes down to what we've been saying for over a year. Every sign points toward this. Trump has broken into a great line here with union people, etc., but he can't bring home those Republicans in the suburbs. Coming up, we got a lawsuit out in Montgomery County. We got the people filing it against the Mr. Softy truck. All right, Tom Giordano show. I know how concerned Elon Musk yesterday got a lot of questions about voter integrity. I'm not sure I'd like the answers. Just because he's the richest man in the world doesn't mean I agree with some of them. I think we have to do nuts and bolts here before some of the wilder stuff. And joining us is someone who's doing exactly that. Derek Lyons, President, CEO, Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, American attorney, former White House staff secretary and counselor to the president in the administration of U.S. President Donald J. Trump. Derek joins us about Montgomery County here. Derek, we didn't know your group was out there. We're so glad we found it because, as you know, here in Pennsylvania, every vote is going to have maximum scrutiny. So what is it that your group, Right, R-I-T-E, what do you guys do?
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so we're a relatively new group. We've been around for a couple of years now, and what we're focused on is defending election integrity laws against attack in the courtroom, as we've done actually in Pennsylvania on these issues around undated ballots. And then also holding election administrators like the folks in Montgomery County to account to follow the law that the legislature has put in place. And so, you know, we try to again defend against attacks and enforce the law as written and make sure that the elections run according to the law.
And Derek, for my money, you know, Philadelphia's reputation. This guy out there in Montgomery County is a national star. He's been there to the White House, giving them more ideas that are borderline at best. And we're then lecturing us about misinformation. They're the ones that are playing around the edges with this Mr. Softy truck. So what are you trying to get with this voting on wheels thing? What are some of the concerns and what are you doing around it?
Yeah, it'd be nice if election administrators would just, you know, follow the law and administer elections as they were supposed to be administered. What they're trying to do here is, like, as you say, play around the edges. And so they've got a van, a mobile operating station that they call a county office. And it just rolls around, and it registers people to vote. It hands them It gives them applications for ballots. It hands them absentee ballots, and it collects those ballots. And you know, all that stuff's supposed to take place at the county registrar's office. But you know, what we're saying in our lawsuit is, okay, fine. There's you can have satellite offices, but the law requires you to tell people where those satellite offices are going to be. Both you have to post notice at your main office and at the location where the satellite office is going to be. And they're simply not doing that with respect to this roving van that's going to be roaming around Montgomery County, registering people to vote and giving ballots and helping them people cure their ballots. And so there's no way for people to keep an eye on this. There's no transparency, and it's just sort of being done, you know, in secret in a way. And so, you know, we're trying to put a stop to that.
And the suspicion is this is a party that talks about equity every 5 seconds. The suspicion is, based upon the people I've had on, Derek, one a commissioner there, the minority commissioner, is they're saying they're going into college campuses. They're going into senior living arrangements that appear to be Democratic. And there's no guide here on what's equitable in addition to the concern you raised.
Well, that's exactly right. Where is this van going to be going? Well, I think we can use common sense to think where the partisan folks in Montgomery County are going to deploy this van. And it's not going to be equitable. It's going to be where it benefits a certain party. I think that's a real problem. At a minimum, they should at least be telling people where this van is going so that, you know, the case can be made that this isn't equitable and it's not fair. And this is not how you run open and honest elections.
No. And again, that's the alleged concern. I mean, I had Al Schmidt, who's probably the most important guy in America to me, Derek, the head of the election infrastructure in Pennsylvania last week. And there were a lot of unsatisfactory answers, but we at least engaged. There was some transparency on this. Has there been any response to your lawsuit yet?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, shortly after we filed, the county has apparently started to post notice online about where the van is going to go, and that's a step in the right direction. But it's not what the law. It's not full compliance with the law. The law requires the posting to be made at the county's main office and at the location where the van is going to be, and that's so people can go watch. They can see their government in operation. They can assure themselves that what's happening is all above board. And so, you know, we're going to keep pursuing this until there's full compliance, which means all the notices have to be posted in the right locations and with sufficient, within a reasonable time of the van going there. They can't post it, you know, as the van's pulling up to the location. It has to be posted in advance.
I want to know what kind of ice cream in that pop-up is being served. See if you can get to the bottom of that, Derek. And the other thing is, this started with the commissioner and me when he started talking about, we're going to come to your house with this van and cure your ballot. Again, to your concern, where's the equity? Do they know if it's a Republican or Democrat ballot? They probably do that they're curing. And then weeks after the election, we learn it was 90-10 or something. Well, what are you going to do then? You know, I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to overturn an election.
Right. Totally unacceptable. This is exactly why you have this notice requirement, so that you can't be making these ad hoc decisions on the fly, which have quite obvious partisan implications and benefits, and give people no reason to trust the election. Post the notice.
Right.
Only go to the right places. Let people think that the election is fair and open and honest. Don't play games with it.
Absolutely. Where is your website, Derek Lyons? Where can we find you?
Yeah, so we're writeusa.org, RITEUSA.org. And again, it's restoring integrity and trust in elections. And we're just, working for open, honest, and fair elections across the country, including in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Well, Derek, thank you. Please let my guys know if there's any update on anything, this case or anything else. We'll get you back on. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks a lot.
All right, Derek Lyons here. I didn't know about this group, and they're right on it. And again, this is about to you. We're trying to fight against the forces out there, like this head commissioner, who really don't want to restore faith in elections. They keep on cutting corners. They keep on doing stuff that's ad hoc, as he says. It's whatever they want. They got a gazillion drop boxes there. And at the same time, they keep on opening a satellite office, it seems like, every 5 minutes. And I had a story here where people are trying in various places, swing state in Wisconsin. I'm looking for the number. Wisconsin now has a much more limited number across the entire state of drop boxes. In other words, they have cut down tremendous. Yeah. Wisconsin goes from 500 ballot drop boxes in 2020 to only 78 this year. Now, I think any drop box is one too many. You don't need drop boxes. Put it in the mail. Follow the rules. It's already convenient. You don't need drop boxes. Because if you have the drop box, then I want someone there 24 hours a day watching this and asking questions. I don't want to see tape because it gets grainy. We can't see. We don't know who they are, and they get away with it. You want to restore transparency. Get rid of these satellite offices. Get rid of these vans on wheels. And get rid of the drop boxes. We have mail-in ballot for now until we win. Then we're going to change that also. But for now, you don't want transparency. You want to play fast and loose, to use the expression ad hoc. But I wanted you to know there are a gazillion Republicans out there every day that are challenging this. And here's the good news story of the day here in Pennsylvania, which, as you know, I'm dead set is going to decide everything. Pennsylvania will decide it. Headline from the AP. Trump gets good news as registered Democrats drop 18% over in Erie County. Now, this is the ultimate swing state barometer, Pennsylvania barometer, Erie, one of them, along with Bucks County. And they've dropped 18%. What you're seeing here is you're seeing the momentum is going Trump's way. Now, I saw today they're going to release more evidence in the January 6th case. So what? I know. Just telling you some of the things that are underway. And I think there's still going to be some other kind of attempt or surprise here. But as things stand right now, if the election were held today, I think Trump is winning Pennsylvania, winning the election. I still don't believe he'll win Michigan. I don't think he'll win Nevada. I think he's going to win Georgia almost certainly. But Pennsylvania is still very much in play. Just think what an election this is. The world's richest man is out there with a gold Trump hat on with our own Leslie of Bryn Mawr. I'll play you her call next, in which she asked him about the deep state. She'll be here at 1:30 to break down what this was like talking to Elon Musk yesterday. If you were there at the event, we'd love to know it. I know there's one in Oaks tonight. I'm not sure if he's actually going to do Philadelphia over the weekend. I think he's got one in Harrisburg, too, that's almost certain. I want to go to the one in Philadelphia. That will be heavy stakes. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, we have some of the top Trump jokes, the top five, all in one clip last night. As I said, some of them I wouldn't use there at an event like this, but five of them at least. And there were a bunch of others, but five of them were really good. Kamala Harris gets the woman who played a Catholic schoolgirl from Saturday Night Live, and that skit seems to be 10 to 12 years old, I think, maybe more, connect to
from like
Catholics.
Like 20 years ago.
Yeah, they made a movie in like
it was 20?
The late
Could it
90s.
Be that many? Okay. Yeah, well, what else are you going to do when you don't like Catholics and you don't want to show up at this and you're scared to death to have to do anything that isn't completely scripted? This is hard to do.
The movie that they made, made the skit off, is as old as me.
Okay.
I'm 25.
Oh.
I thought she was on after that, but I take you at your word. I know it's pretty dated. This is what they reach for. Ah, she's not doing anything. Let's tag her in. That way you can bond with Catholics here. I mean, what kind of problem does Kamala Harris have with Catholics? We're going to play the ladies on The View, though. Alleged Catholics. Wow. Can you imagine their vision of Catholicism? And they believe Trump. How in the world can the cardinal in the Catholic faith allow Trump to be there? He's normalizing fascism. What's the magic of Cardinal Dolan, too, by the way? I had him on the show once, Dan. I used to do the Cardinal show with Cardinal Regali. And Regali was sort of a mentor of his at that point. He came on. He was fairly funny. Man, this guy is insidious when it comes to illegal immigration and everything else.
What was his name?
Cardinal Dolan.
No, the other guy?
Regali.
Regali?
Yeah, Cardinal Regali.
Farfalle. Farfalle.
It was the Harris Faulkner even came here to sit in and do a Fox special on it. It was the only cardinal show in the entire country. It was quite a big deal at that time. All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. All right, Dr. Benz, you know, I'm going to be doing a new thing with Dr. Benz on Monday. We're going to do a little back and forth. I got some questions for him, and then you'll be hearing his answers because I'm intrigued. Every time I go there, I pick up something else about the Benz operation, about the staff, about that 3D printer, about the infrastructure. And just recently, really picking up a lot of some of the techniques to gradually get people to not fear the dentist. And this is sometimes very difficult because it could be subtle. And the person makes an appointment, they do the initial evaluation, and maybe they don't come back. I had a woman 8.5 years hadn't been to a dentist. In this day and age, it's hard to believe. We got her to go to Dr. Benz. She's a happy patient now. You will get that level of care, though. You will get the very best. That's why he's been my dentist going on 10 years or so now. So here's what to do. Get that initial appointment. Just get that initial look-see. Get that initial evaluation. You'll see Dr. Benz will start to talk with you about what he sees and then ask you about your dental care. What kind of things are you doing? How could it be better? So you stay out of trouble. That's what we want to do here. Call 610-272-6949. Go to Benz. That's the best way. Call now. They're there today. 610-272-6949. All right, Dr. Your Dano Show. We had a caller yesterday. Oh, why are we talking about black men in this election? I'm looking at Van Jones on CNN tell us that what Vice President Harris has put out, her agenda toward black men, is a, quote, love letter. They are quaking in their boots here on what Trump has broken through. For years, the whole card for the Democrat Party was 95, 96, 97%, somewhere in that vicinity, African-American vote. Latino, it was a little bit lower, but it was enormous. They always had that, and Trump has broken through in the union vote, which we think Republicans had broken through a few times, now has become more apparent when people hear that. Then it opens it up even more. We've documented that. We've gone through that. It's just so aggravating with all that going on. And I know some of you don't believe it. We have work to do in the suburbs here to get people. They're calling it their mini blue wall, the four collar counties. You have people there. We had a parade of them in Washington Crossing, all these former Republicans or now Republicans that can't stand Trump, threat to the country, etc. It's amazing how that works. How could you break through with those groups and yet have difficulty? But what about Catholics now? In Wisconsin, there are numbers that say, I'm in the camp. I'm not depending on Wisconsin. I know you have people trying to edge on. They call in at times. They want to believe this. There's going to be a Trump landslide. I don't want to be voting against anything, but I'm telling you, there's not going to be a Trump landslide. The momentum is there. This is still going to come down to Pennsylvania. But listen to the ladies on The View, and I think this is the very last cut. I have this as like cut 29. Yeah, I think it is.
30.
Okay. Here's the ladies in The View talking about, oh my God, one, Sunny Hostin. I never knew it. She's a Catholic. Joy Behar was. I'm not sure of the status there. Talking about how could they allow Trump to come to that Catholic event, the Al Smith dinner last night.
Thank you, Cardinal Dolan, for this wonderful moment. So is this Catholic Church event normalizing a guy who's already broken 11 of the 10 commandments?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so. You know, I hate to break with tradition, because this is a tradition, and it's a tradition to have both presidential candidates come to this particular dinner. But sometimes there's a time to break tradition. You can't have a felon, a liar, a serial cheater. You know, he had Melania next to him, his third wife, who he cheated with Stormy Daniels on while she was pregnant. I think he stands against everything and flies in the face of it, everything that a Catholic believes and holds dear. He is not a faithful man.
All right, so Sonny, as a Catholic church, now look, she can get away with this nonsense, though, because they must be in a witness protection program, the Archbishop of Philadelphia and others. What does this guy say about this election? Cardinal Dolan. The only thing we hear from him is bashing people who don't want to be overrun by illegal immigration. So I guess she could say, yeah, I mean, even though she is an extremist, pro-choice, the whole thing, it's Trump. Trump is normalized here. This is not working with Catholics, though. It's not working this time around because they don't have Biden there as the in-record Catholic. They have Harris, who they know is antagonistic toward Catholics. And that makes this a much more difficult sell. So in Wisconsin, one poll recently had Trump up by 18 points among Catholics. So I think it's that high. No. 18 percentage points. But I think he's neck and neck or slightly ahead across the board with a huge demographic. And I think the main reason is they don't have Biden as a shield. They keep on talking about abortion in the extreme forever. All right, they gain by doing that, but they're peeling off any number of Catholics who are saying, no, this obviously is much too much. All right, let's start to take a couple callers. Let me go to Bill in Bucks County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, thanks for the wait. Go ahead.
No problem there. Greetings from Bucks County, the home of Washington Crossing Stark.
Yeah.
where they had a rally of Republicans for Harris, and basically nobody showed, so they had to fill it with Democrat friendlies.
I got
to
tell you, could there be anybody more insufferable there than Christine Todd Whitman? The face. This is a woman who went with people, and she came back on the show. We'll talk about it because I've done it with her before. She went into Camden and wanted the thrill as they were frisking black men, if you remember, Bill. Christine Todd Whitman.
Yes, I do.
Who was the sitting governor. And she's going to lecture us about Trump, Christine Todd Whitman.
Got it. I know. It was they just couldn't get enough Republicans. And I understood that the TV stations out there were asking everybody, are you Republican? Are you Republican? And they could barely find them. But they had a couple of them from Lower Makefield Township that were Republicans that were there. But other than the parade of people up on the stage, you know, that was no Republican.
Yeah. There. Who's your person, Bill, that you'd like to lead their life?
Well, not for reasons of his 100-point game, but for other reasons, Wilt Chamberlain.
All right, it is quite a but.
The number was 20,000.
The rebounds.
And I don't want
the
to number go further than that because I don't want you to hit the dump button.
No, that was the number of rebounds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, the rebounds.
The rebounds, yeah.
Rebounds. But, Bill,
that's what it was.
There's only one downside. Do you remember he wrote that article? I don't know if it was Time Magazine. Nobody loves Goliath. Wilt was kind of a troubled guy. You know what I mean?
I got it.
Yeah. A lot going on, though. Look, he's my all-time favorite. He's bigger than Babe Ruth, even. Well, maybe they're tied. It's Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth, and Wilt. I don't know who after that. It's not just the records. It's the what we look for in sports. They're just big across the board.
Sure they were.
You know, we talk about today, it's Ruthian. With Wilt's faded, though. I mean, his star, as far as people knowing that and knowing all the stuff that went into it, that's kind of faded. Muhammad Ali's fading a little bit. It's been a while. But those are the three that were really, really bigger than life.
I can tell Bill how to live a life like Wilt.
Okay.
Head down to Staples, grab a large Sharpie, piece of paper,
points.
Just write the number 100 on it, take a picture, and live off the fake hype of scoring 100 points.
If Wilt wanted to score 200, he would have just sat out every game and done that. So we know that. He could have scored whatever he wanted, literally. He got tired of it. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. Everything in play, including this survey I gave you about Republicans. And the difference with the Inquirer, this Pew survey, seems to be going after younger conservative males because They're afraid. They're surfacing. Now, will they show up and vote? We'll see. Are they just disgruntled? Trump has intrigued them in ways that Mitt Romney or other Ted Cruz, they're not going to intrigue these guys. Trump has. Will they actually vote by mail or show up and vote? That's an open question. It's an undependable group. You know, we'll see. 855-839-1210. Let's talk batteries plus bulbs. My friend Roy there is looking for help. He's got two big stores, Mount Laurel and Northfield. Roy was the originator of batteries plus bulbs in this area. So you know these stores are incredibly well stocked. They'll get it for you, whatever that need is, all kinds of special deals. That's always going on. But he's looking for help. Maybe it's a great low-pressure part-time job, do-it-yourselfer, because of the demand of service that people want, thanks to us and thanks to you for going there. It's amazing what they do. The best way to say it is this. They power it, they light it, and boy, we are going to fix it. Customer service, not making you feel foolish. You don't know everything about tech in one form or another. Maybe giving you a tip in the future so that this doesn't happen again. Whatever it might be, your phone, business, energy audits. This is your one-stop shop to have this. Everybody needs to have somebody like this. All you have to do is give them a call. And if you're interested in that part-time job, same number, 856-638-0778. 856-638-0778. 7-8. All right, I'm coming to your calls. Dom Giordano's show. We haven't talked with Jeff Van Drew in a while. I'm sure he's talked with President Trump. He's here at 1 o'clock. RFK Jr., I just saw this morning, made this point. No government in history has ever wanted to censor people over lies. They censor people for telling the truth. So when we see this fetish over misinformation, disinformation, we constantly hear from the other side. That's their calling card. I'm not saying there's not misinformation, disinformation, COVID, the whole thing. And you have to use your own standards to break this down. But when it's something that goes against what they have set in motion for their ideology or to gain political office, then immediately we hear the disinformation, misinformation, Russians, Putin, all of it. I mean, in fact, I just put up a simple poll. A guy requested it. He wanted to see among listeners on my Twitter, if it were Trump versus Harris today, how would it go? And Trump was in, where I thought, in the 90% versus Harris. This guy writes up, this is worse than a Putin poll. Okay, nice touch. It was an exercise. Guy asked for it just to see, would people be that intrigued by this? All right, let's go to Rich in Newtown Square, apparently an Uber driver. Hey, Rich, thanks for joining in today. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to phone in and give you a little update about what I'm seeing out here. You go into towns like Springfield, Newtown Square, Broomall, it's absolutely loaded up with Trump. You start getting into Ardmore, Haverford, Bryn Mawr, all these classic mainline towns, and it's nothing but Harris signs. I can't find one Trump sign on the main line, and it is scary because the main line, I grew up out here, it was always Republican. But I think since Obama came in 2008, the whole main line area has flipped.
Yeah, that is right. That is where these are the very people. You're exact. They are the country club or better mansion Republicans, Rich. You're right. And they have flipped to the other side.
The limousine liberals, right?
Yes, exactly. But the difference is, though, Trump has broken through with these other groups in ways that are astounding. All we have to do is hold our own a little bit in these traditional Republican areas, maybe not the wealthiest, yeah. They're the worst. And he's going to win Pennsylvania. Right. If the election were held in Pennsylvania today, I think he'd win by 40 to 50,000 votes.
That would be fantastic. Well, let's pray to God.
Yeah.
That's all we can do from here out.
Hey, Rich, we can work like hell, too, but that's another story. Who's the person you'd rather have than your life?
That's a good question, Dom. Let's go with you.
Thank you, Rich.
Wow.
That was very nice of you. Is it, Rich, is it the hair? What is it?
It's definitely the suits that you wear.
Oh, very nice. All right. All right, Ro, get on that. Go out and buy three more now. Thank you, Rich, very much. That was very nice. Uber driver.
The suits is what won him over?
Yeah, this guy sees a lot of people in suits, too, so there you go.
It's not the history of education and the illustrious history on the radio. And
yeah, I'll take the suits.
Dean of Talk Radio. No, it's the suits?
It's the suits is fine with me. I would rather have the hair, but you can't get everything.
Well, my man, he can go to Men's Warehouse and spend some money, get some nice suits.
Thank you, Rich. Keen fashion observer there. Keen fashion observer. Okay. Coming up, Jeff Andrew, you talk about a guy. Man, I have to ask this guy where he gets his suits. Let me write that down as question number one. We haven't talked with him in a while, the congressman. That our own Leslie of Bryn Mawr. Yeah, what's Leslie doing in Bryn Mawr? That doesn't seem to fit. She got a question we'll play for you coming up in and started sort of chatting back and forth with Elon Musk yesterday. She was carrying the show. Elon should have said, Leslie, come on up here on stage. I don't know how he got through an hour. I mean, that's a long period of time with nothing happening up there. People were just dazzled. High school kids, were my observation, were there. It was smart to do it at a high school. Maybe they're voters. Maybe they're 18 or so. Maybe you should do it at a college. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.